Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
You're listening to Escape Adulthood with Kim and Jason. It's January 24th, 2006, and this is show number 6. On today's show, we discuss our plans to annihilate adultitis, interview someone who is joining us on our crusade, and reveal the winner of the promotion from our last podcast, and talk about our newest favorite TV show.
Welcome to the Escape Adulthood Podcast Show, your number one source for long-lasting, fast-acting, physician-approved adultitis relief. My name is Jason.
And I'm Kim.
We're coming to you straight from Madison, Wisconsin today in this blustery and windy January day.
Yes. I think the winds were supposed to get up to like 40 miles an hour today. So.
Great googly moogly.
I'm not quite sure what that's about.
Not so good on the wind chill factor.
No, not too much. But to be expected. We live in Wisconsin.
Yes, this is not a shock.
No, today one of the things we wanted to talk about was, starting 2006, a lot of people I'm sure out there had some New Year's resolutions. I think some people...
Had is the key word.
It is the key word because... You know, I actually read a statistic that by mid-January, 50% of people have given up on their resolutions, and by the end of January, 90%. So
gone.
What are we at, like the 24th today? So we're pretty much about 70, 80% are, you know, the resolutions
kaput.
Are in the wind.
Yes.
But that's to be expected, and Jason and I, you know, we've had our share of resolutions.
Because there's no creativity to resolutions. I mean... Lose weight, get organized.
Find a new job.
That's, yeah. You know, that's everyone.
Doesn't
does
everyone
that.
Want those things?
Pretty like... much, you know. It should be called New Year's wish, is
right.
what it is.
Or lifelong wishes. You just always want to be healthier and all that stuff. But we kind of had a different take on our resolution this year.
Yeah. Spurred on by my pending 30th birthday.
Yes. It's coming very, very quickly.
Back in 82. I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
If there was any thought that I was not an adult, once you hit 30, that pretty much like puts that to shame. So,
which I'm sure all the people who are in their 40s are like, shut up.
I wish I was 30.
But, you know, whenever you hit a decade, like when you're turning to a new one, it's you just start thinking back on your life and how fast it's gone, and, you know, it's just part of life.
I remember when I was a kid, 30 was ridiculously old, so
right.
I don't feel that old.
No, but it did, you know, we got thinking about it, and I think one of our constant battles is with adultitis, and that's kind of why we're out there talking about it, because we just battle it ourselves. We know it's very real, because...
Not enough people are out there talking about it. That's why we've taken up the mantle and... spreading the word about it.
Right. So one of our things, you know, that we wanted to do is something tangible with this idea. So we've come up with the escape plan, which started, January 3rd? It's a 40-day project with a new challenge every day. And
it's more of an experiment right now, right. I guess. We're halfway through it, right?
Right. We're about day 21 today. And Jason and I actually were competing. So that's kind of a fun thing because it's kind of created a little,
civil war.
Yeah. In our house as we check the votes each day, to see who can perform each challenge and who can accomplish the challenge with,
I demand a recount on some of these votes.
Whatever. Yeah. With the most childlike perspective or, you know, with, I don't know.
Yeah. Who's more creative, who pushes themselves beyond the comfort zone and... I don't know, more interesting. I think it's about as subjective as you can be, kind of like the skating in the Olympics. I have no idea how they score those things, but you just trust the judges, you know.
Right. There's some letdowns, of course, but I think for me, I mean, this has been a huge experience for me just to be able to kind of get my mindset more into the childlike perspective. And childlike, not childish.
Exactly.
You know, like certain people, and everybody knows the capital adult A people that just think that if you're childlike, you're childish. And that is not what we're talking about here. So, I don't know. We're excited about it.
It's been yeah, it's kind of a neat it's thing. Been going pretty good, and trying to, like you said, come up with a tangible way to get rid of adultitis. And so, I think we picked 40 days. Why did we pick 40 days? Because of the biblical thing. I mean, 40 is all over in the Bible. Noah was in the boat
every
for
great
40
journey
days.
Has and, been 40 days.
Yeah. So I figured, well, if it's good enough for the Bible, it's good enough for us. Right. Dang habit. So
plus, isn't a habit like 22 days or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, 20,
like
21, before? 22, something like that. So this is double
right.
that. So, you know.
We don't want this to be a habit. We want it to be a lifestyle.
That's
you
exactly
know?
Right. That's our goal, is to make this think and act in a more childlike way forever, hopefully.
Right.
So basically how it works is, as Kim said, there are 40 different challenges, and they're meant to be open-ended so that you could have 100 different people do it and you'd come up with 100 different solutions.
Right.
So we spent a lot of time on that, and 40 days, one for every day. And the way it works is that, you know, Kim and I do it, and then we've been posting what we've done in response to the challenge. And as you have said, people have voted on it. And
our videos.
Yeah. When we have the videos, the little darkroom confessionals, as we call them.
Yeah.
And people have been voting. And the best part for me is that other people have been joining along. And we've been calling them Voyagers. So we have probably half a dozen to a dozen people so far that have taken up the mantle and have been doing the challenges along with us. We've been getting people that start, just started, a couple people.
Right.
So it's been kind of neat to see. To see that, and the thought is that anyone can start at any time, start with the first challenge and go through it and see how it goes.
Right. Just trying to get our mindsets and our lifestyles a little bit more childlike. And the challenges, actually, Jason and I had quite a time writing them because
yes. It
was tricky to come up with things. We've really framed it so that it won't take much time out of your day because, you know, everybody leads busy lifestyles, and who has more than 10 to 20 minutes to do something outside of your schedule? So
if that, but yeah.
Right. Some of them take 2 minutes, effort. Some take a few minutes more, but nothing mm-hmm. more than 20 to 30 minutes, nothing that's going to cost you money. Nothing that you can't repeat in a different way. So the concept is you could do the 40 days over and over and over again and never repeat the same result. So I don't know.
So I guess the big question, we're halfway through at this point. How's it going for you?
Ooh, the spotlight. It's hot. No. I have to say that, you know, especially having, worked on the challenges, writing them together, I thought it was going to be a lot easier than it really is. It's really forced me to exercise muscles I haven't used in years. And by that, I mean just like being curious and playful. And I thought I was a pretty playful person until these challenges came up. And it's like one of them, for example, is do something your parents would never have let you do as a child.
Right.
And that one was like, what? You know, I really had to really think about the playfulness behind that. And, you know, just it's really gotten me to see how stuffy I really am and to see how bad of a case of adultitis I really do have, because some of the things I'm doing for the results of these challenges are things I would never be doing normally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think for me, what's been kind of interesting is to see how at least for me, my mind is changing, so that when I see things now, I am more inclined to do them. I think of like, oh, that would be good for a challenge. And it's like, why don't I just do that now?
You know,
the other day we saw snowflakes in the window, and we made the comment, you know, when people cut out those paper snowflakes, like fold up a piece of paper
and
stuff.
And cut little
things. Like, that would be something you'd comment. That would be something that I would have liked to do as a child. And it's like, do it. Just make one, you know? And so I can already feel things changing in me where I'm seeing opportunities to be more childlike that I wouldn't have because of the challenges.
Right.
So
it's really been a neat experience. And I think we're only halfway in, so I cannot imagine what our perspective will be in 20 more days when this is all said and done.
Even though you will be the loser.
Hello.
That'll be tough to swallow, I'm sure.
But. Didn't see that coming. Okay. Well, we wanted to share some of the notable Voyager contributions, because I have to say this has been one of my secretly favorite parts of this whole experience is what, seeing what the Voyagers have been coming up with. Because, you know, Jason and I, even though we act as the Sherpas, we're leading the way, we are not experts on this. We are going through this one step at a time with everyone else. And some of these people are just blowing our minds with how creative they're being with their answers.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
One of the challenge number three, day number three, it's called Says You. The challenge was to do something that's typically seen as inappropriate for someone of your age. A girl named Marissa, I'm not sure where she's from, but she just joined in a couple days ago, actually. I think mm-hmm. she's on like day five now. This is what she had. I thought it was pretty interesting. While I often do things seen as typically inappropriate for someone of my age, I think I even surprised myself today. During some downtime in the courtroom, I suggested a karaoke party, still celebrating from yesterday's challenge, and in honor of Wilson Pickett sang Mustang Sally a cappella. We'll see if the judge, I'm an attorney in of all places, juvenile court, allows me in the courtroom on Monday. I almost had him sold on Karaoke Fridays.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that. The thought of a lawyer, you know.
Yeah, bringing in
typically
some
seen,
fun.
You know, as adultitis all the way, you know.
Right.
That was kind of cool. I think mine for that, what was it? I ordered a Happy Meal at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And that was quite fun. I haven't had a Happy Meal in years.
You were so thrilled with what was inside.
Aslan, yes, from Chronicles of Narnia. I was very juiced about that. So.
Mine, I think I scared Jason a little. I scared you a little bit on mine, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, since we work at home, this was something that I probably could do that most people maybe wouldn't be able to do. But
I think.
I took a blank sheet, actually, and I put it over my desk, my workspace, actually, on the blog. You can see a picture of it. But and basically made a tent, because that was something I loved doing as kids, mm-hmm. you know, like making tents. So I had a tent over my desk that day.
She did indeed.
It
I
was
had
dark.
To go in it a couple times to yeah. talk to her. Yep. Okay, here's another good one. This was from number 9, Rebel with a Cause. The challenge, do one thing today to support a cause or issue you really care about. This is from a chap named Alex, who I believe is from the UK. He said, for a while now, I've wanted to donate in some way to Great Ormond Street Hospital in London because they do the most important work in the city, namely looking after sick kids. Well, today I went one better than a donation and joined Friends of GOSH, Great Ormond Street Hospital, which is part of their basically their children's charity and helps to raise money for essential things the hospital needs. My mom used to work for the hospital, and I'm really glad I finally done this. Now, to me, that was just
That's
cool
awesome.
Because
yeah.
here is something positive that is coming from the escape plan, not only in Alex, but for these kids in the hospital and stuff. And it was pretty cool to see the initiative that he took with that.
Right.
And again, not even necessarily the donation part of it, but sometimes the time and the effort is worth more than that.
Right. And now that he's a member of this, I'm sure he'll stay in tune with what's going on and the yep. different functions they'll be having and stuff. One more to share. Challenge number 15 was called Taste Bud Conspiracy. And the challenge was eat something you've never had before. Jason and I had fun with this one. I literally yes. almost threw up on the camera. So if you haven't seen that video, please go check it out.
Yeah,
it's the most embarrassing thing I've ever had happen.
Probably the funniest thing I've seen on video in a long time. And I think this one, let's see, the first 10 videos we put up free, and then we decided, you know, we had to, with all the bandwidth and the price of
right.
the web hosting, we decided to make it available to our Club K&J subscribers. So if you're not one, you should sign up because there's all kinds of other cool features. But this video happens to be from number 15, and it is... I was cracking up filming
Well, it was veal. I ate veal baby food, okay?
Gross.
Meat should never be in the form of that
mush.
And I literally, it was like 6 gags in a row kind of thing.
Yeah,
it was gross.
It was quite awesome.
But somehow you mustered down your
squid, basically.
Some kind
like
of
squid
dried
jerky,
squid.
Basically.
Yeah,
yeah which
nasty.
I found when I was at the Oriental grocery store in challenge number 1.
Right.
And that was pretty nasty, although I didn't gag it down like the veal baby food.
But here is something interesting. One of our Voyagers named Walt from Illinois.
And I have to say, people have asked, this is my father, Walt Kotecki. He's become sort of a legend already in the escape plan. Some of his
challenges. If you haven't read his challenges, go back and read them all. They're classic.
They are great. They, yeah. He's really put a lot of thought into his, and he's really... I'm blown away, but this was a good one.
It says, food. I have a love-hate relationship with it, and I'll explain later. I was going to make this easy on me. First, I thought of tea, then V8, then tomato juice, and finally prune juice, the juice of regular seniors. But you drink this stuff, not eat it. So tonight, Linda and I return to the scene of the Kitty Cocktail Restaurant, which he's referring to a different challenge.
Another challenge, yep.
And I thought I would sample one of Linda's favorites, liver. I figured this would be easy enough because it would be deep fried and covered in batter. This would surely have drowned out the taste. But surprise, it was only available sautéed in butter with mushrooms. Ugh. Ouch. I sampled a mouthful and I chewed it really, really good. And I have to honestly say that it was had the taste and texture of...
An expletive we will not name here.
I think. Luckily, I had a glass of water at hand. So it's just fun to read, you know, what people are doing for these. So definitely check them out. It's a good time.
Yep. We got a chance to track down a Voyager for a little interview.
Yes.
Jenna Regis, one of the people who started it from the get-go. And so we have a little interview that we wanted to share to get another perspective of someone who's been doing the escape plan. Well, we're here today with Jenna Regis, one of the adventurous souls who... started the escape plan pretty much from day one. So we thought it'd be kind of cool to get the perspective of a Voyager, right? Pretty much.
Yeah. So, thanks for coming.
Sure. No problem.
So the first thing is basically, why did you decide to take the escape plan challenge?
Well, I think I like to believe that I am a person who has a childlike spirit and have a good time, but I noticed that there's quite a bit of adultitis symptoms in my life. So I really wanted to kind of take the bull by the horns, as it were, and really just dig in and change my life a little bit. And this seemed like kind of a fun way to do it with a group of people. And I kind of buy into the whole Kim and Jason thing, so that was a good way for me to go here.
Yes, we have to say that Jenna is the chief sales servant of the Kim and Jason collection, so... obviously, that's how she knew about the thing starting.
Right.
But obviously, she's one of the people that I definitely was hoping would kind of take part in it because she has a very creative outlook on things. So it's been kind of neat to see what she's come up with.
And that's definitely been one of my favorite parts of this is seeing what other people have chosen to do for their challenges. So I'm curious, Jenna, like what has been the most fun challenge for you as you've kind of gone throughout? I know we're only halfway in, but what's been the most fun? I know funnest really isn't a word, is it?
It can be.
I use it a lot.
Well, there you go. Then it's a word.
Yes. Usage is very much how you define the word. So real.
Yeah.
The most fun. I guess off the top of my head, the one I remember the most and has kind of had like the continuing funness to it has been the one where you had to learn to do something new. And I taught myself how to carve soap, which, you know, in this age of bath gel, it's hard to carve bath gel. No, I actually...
Did you have soap in the house? That's my question.
Yeah, that was like the first like go-ahead green light on this project. I did actually find a bar of soap and started the project in my 30 minutes and spent some time on it this last week and actually completed it. Only lost one leg on my turtle, but it is in fact a turtle. People have witnessed to it. So
I've seen it. It's good.
It's nice. I can attest to the necessity of having things on hand for your challenge because I was going to do a magic trick a while ago and I found the best magic trick that involved spoons and toothpicks. And as I got all excited, realized we did not have any toothpicks in the house.
Ooh.
So, you know, I can see where having the soap in the house, that's a big deal.
Maybe you could have went out and like whittled some sticks, you know, if Jenna
would have helped you.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea.
That could have worked.
All right. So I know for me, there's been some challenges that have been fairly difficult. I guess that's why they're called challenges, right? Has there been one that you would say is the most difficult or the most personally challenging for you?
Actually, one of the most recent ones with the writing an old wrong. At first, there was like this multitude of ways that I've done wrong in the world, you know, that kind of rained down on you. And yet there were things that, you know, didn't stand out. It was little stuff and, you know, cutting somebody off in traffic and you know, things like that. It's hard to write that wrong. But it also was a challenge, I think, because it made me look at the ways that I, quote unquote, do wrong day to day that's so unchildlike. So even though I finally landed on something to kind of fix, the whole process of thinking about the ways that I've done wrong was probably the biggest impact of the challenge overall, even more so than the individual wrong that I righted.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. So, and you know, this kind of goes along with the concept of the process that you go through, the mindset of when you're looking at a challenge, kind of getting back to that more childlike mentality. And has the escape plan, how has it impacted your life so far? Do you see it kind of changing your mindset, or is it more about just taking each challenge at a time? Or what do you think the impact has been on your life going through this process?
I can definitely see an impact. It's something that I look around me and I've noticed even kind of echoes of other challenges, places I can apply some of the other lessons I've learned. Trying to celebrate the day. That was one of my favorite challenges too. I get to celebrate penguins and I carried around some tiny penguin stickers and still carry those stickers around. And getting a chance to kind of bring those into my daily life gives me that reminder to enjoy life. Life shouldn't be a prison sentence. It shouldn't be something that we're dreading every morning to get out of bed. And it really has kind of brought me up 10 notches on the positive scale overall. And so that's been a lot of fun. Instead of dreading the challenge, what's next? What am I going to have to try and do next? I've really looked forward not only to doing the challenges, but like you said, Kim, of like reading what other people are doing too. That's been a lot of fun to kind of, again, that boost my positive mental attitude.
That's cool. I know that part of this, we're halfway through and we're getting some new people to sign up. Not sign up, but basically trying the challenges and starting with challenge one and going forward. And I'm wondering if you have anything you would say to anyone who would be listening that's like, you know, this escape plan is kind of a neat idea. I'm thinking about going for it. Would you have anything to say to that person?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing is there's no pressure. This is about you and your response to the challenge. You don't have to worry about living up to Kim and Jason. Lord knows I can't do it, you know? So
yeah, well, some of the Voyagers have kicked our butts in a lot of cases. So.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, if you go into it with this expectation that you have to come up with this great story to tell and it has to be so original, it has to be so creative so that you can post it, I think that you're fooling yourself. You're setting yourself up for failure. And again, that's something where, you know, if you watch kids on a playground and one kid decides to walk along the edge of the sandbox, and what's the first thing somebody wants to do? They want to walk along the edge of that sandbox too. They want to follow along because it's a challenge. They want to have a good time with it. And one kid might hop on one leg around the edge and the other one might stick their hands out, or somebody might just do exactly the same thing. It's okay if what you've seen before is something you're like, I really need to do that in my life. So, I mean, don't worry about being a copycat. Don't worry about, you know, just kind of cruising along. I mean, just do it. Go and find something that has meaning for you. And if something somebody else has done has meaning for you, then you should be doing it.
That's cool. Definitely. That's good advice.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Like I said before, I'm always looking forward to see what you're coming up with and everyone else. So thank you for sitting in. Kim, you have anything to add?
Thanks for coming.
Hey, I have today's challenge is to write a haiku of something you're thankful for. I wrote my haiku about the escape plan blog. So can share that maybe?
Right, sure.
Okay, all right.
Are we supposed to pay you for this? It seems kind of, you know, on the escape plan. You know, it's like,
we didn't ask her to do
this
that.
This was not orchestrated. Just an editor's note.
No, I really is something, especially because of the halfway point, that I really have been looking back and just been grateful for the opportunity to do things. So it was kind of a neat way to kind of tie it together. And the phrase "the escape plan blog" is actually five, so that kind of set me off in the right direction. So without further ado, my thank you haiku. The escape plan blog, helping me to be more me. Laugh, play, love, dream big. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, so there you go. There is some perspective from Jenna. Thank you for, we thank her for
being in. Yes, thanks for coming in.
Kind of need to hear her perspectives on the things.
Definitely.
Our promotion for this week, we always have a promotion. And the promotion this week is give this a try. If you have any symptoms of adultitis whatsoever, you need to try the escape plan. And basically what we're doing is everybody who makes a commitment and starts the escape plan before our next podcast in February will be entered into a random drawing to win a 2006 Kim and Jason calendar.
I have not gotten my calendar.
No, I was going to say in February, you know, you're a month in, but you got 11 months left to go. And there's probably some people that could use a calendar. So we're going to do that. And depending on how many other people sign up, maybe we will throw some other goodies out there, but make a commitment. It's 40 days. It's not a very big time commitment at all in terms of each day. And start on challenge number one. We'll have a link in the show notes to the blog, but it's theescapeplanblog.com. And just go ahead and start on challenge number one. Do it. Post it. Of all the people that start it between here and February, you'll be automatically entered to win.
You know, something I mentioned on my blog last Saturday, and I think you agree with this, is like if you found out from a doctor that you needed like physical therapy or something, you would not hesitate to do that for your body because you knew that that would, you know, lead you to full recovery. Well, you know, what about your emotional, like, I don't know, like actually it affects your physical too. It's just like if when you find out you have adultitis, which you do, and if you think you don't, then you're in denial. Then you need to take steps in action to recover from it.
Well, and we're all stressed out, and stress has actually been linked to some of the major reasons of death, of, you know, things like cancer and depression and accidents and liver disease and things like that. Actually, stress in some way has been linked to all of these things. So it really does affect your health in a lot of different ways. So this is a way to get out there and change your life, be a little bit less stress, and just have a more fun, fulfilling life, which I think we could all agree that we could use.
So we're writing out your prescription today.
Yep, exactly. It's, won't you wrap your arms around her, hold her so dear, she won't sleep a minute until she gets near to the things she treasures, all she left behind, to the one that saved her. Okay, so our Kim and Jason update section. Just wanted to throw out for Valentine's Day. Sometimes you're thinking of what you want to get for people. We have a little promotion going on right now called the Perfect Match promotion. Basically, it's pretty simple. If you order any framed Kim and Jason print at all, you get a free Escape Adulthood book.
Yeah, simple, that's a good sign-in deal.
I know that, you know, guys usually get girls, you know, you get the chocolate and the flowers and stuff
Valentine's
like that.
Day.
And I'm not going to necessarily recommend that a book in and of itself is going to be the greatest romantic gift for your honey. But they do like prints. The prints that we have, you know, the sentimental messages.
Yes.
But especially if you're a girl looking for something for a guy, this book might be a good pick because it's kind of written in a pretty easy to read format, so any guy can get it.
Yeah.
Plus, it has pictures.
Yeah.
Which guys
cartoons,
like books
no
with
less.
Pictures.
Yeah.
So that's right on our lemonade stand, the Perfect Match promotion.
Something else just kind of keep you updated on what we've been up to. Right after the new year, Jason and I flew out to San Francisco and.
So awesome.
Yeah. Very cool city. Got a chance to meet with a couple groups out there and do some programs for some adults and some families. And it's just a lot of fun. We really had a great warm welcome. And we just thank everybody that hosted us out there while we were staying in that great
Both
part
of them
the country.
were really cool. Like the first one was a family retreat. So it was, you know, about 25 families with their kids. And there was just a neat vibe to have the kids there. And then the second one, which was in Pleasanton, California, was an adult faith formation sort of thing. And they had a lot of people there.
Yeah, I mean, they packed the place,
so we actually, it was pretty cool.
Just today, got this really cool email back from a couple that was in the crowd that night, and so we thought we'd read that for you guys. It's from Deb and Bob Silk from Pleasanton, California. Said, "We wish you and Jason all the best in your path. In this world of cynics, psychos, and non-believers, you allowed an overstuffed room of adults screaming for change to enjoy a refreshing and eye-opening evening, hoping that you'll come back for more. Seize the day, Deb and Bob." So that was kind of a neat,
neat thing.
We'd love to hear feedback. So if you ever get a chance to hear us, please let us know what you think and hopefully come out to one of our things if you haven't.
Yep.
So.
And if you know of a group or organization or company that would like to have us in to talk about this whole adultitis thing and what to do about it,
yeah,
Kim is the one to
let
call.
Let me know.
About
that. I'm the director
She'll
of everything.
She'll be in her fort in the office.
Shh, don't tell that. Yes. For our facts and feedback section of the show. Last time we had our promotion was talking about Christmas traditions. Our last show was all about Christmas traditions and kind of what you could do to have a more childlike Christmas. So we had our winner this time, Ian Tyrell. He actually has become one of the Voyagers in the escape plan. I don't know if anyone's adultitis free, but this guy is pretty close. And he has a really cool blog, Rodeo Clown. He goes by the Rodeo Clown. His blog is the-rodeo.com. If you haven't checked out his site, please do that. He's got some great insights on life.
It's been fun to listen to read his challenge.
His challenges
and what
really
he's been
has.
Doing.
So we wanted to read what he had written, his idea for a Christmas tradition. And so here it goes. I was listening to a podcast on Christmas traditions on the train coming home from work today, and I thought of a tradition I would like to continue with my family. The year before last, it was my wife and my first Christmas since we'd been married. So I woke her up at stupid o'clock in the morning, I think it was 4 or 5 a.m., and got her into the car. She was pretty complainy, and it was early in the morning, still dark, and pretty warm. We live in Australia, so Christmas is in the summer over here. But I took her out to a lookout that we had discovered together, and we climbed on top of a small covered area with chairs and tables under it and sat and watched the sunrise while drinking hot chocolate and having cheese and biscuits.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really nice. Then we went home and did the present thing and went to church. I would have liked to have done that last year, but I had an 8-month-old son, and he was asleep, and you know how important sleep is. So, yeah. So it was kind of neat. I was pretty impressed by that one. It's like watching a sunset on Christmas morning. Who would have thought of that? So,
And he did say that he was going to try to do it this year.
Yes.
Because the kid was a little bit older and he was going to wake the people up and go do it. So we'll have to ask him if you get a chance to do that.
Yeah. So thanks for all the people who sent in some Christmas traditions. Actually, Jason and I got some great ideas. So it's kind of neat to read what everybody's out there doing.
So because he was chosen, Ian will win a print. And I think it was going to be one of the four Christmas prints. But since it's after Christmas, if Ian wants another print, well, I don't care. We'll just give him another print. So we'll get in touch with him and do that. And if you have any comments or feedback on how to make this show better, we'd love to hear it. Just send us an email at podcast@kimandjason.com. What's good? What stinks? We want to know.
Right.
And one more thing. This is something I've been meaning to do. You can help us out by voting for us on Podcast Alley. If you don't know what that is, it's a website that has a whole listing of podcasts, and we'll have a link up in the show notes. But if you would take the time to vote for us, we would really appreciate it because the more people that vote for us, and I don't think anyone's voted for us because we just got up there and I haven't really even promoted
it. Show. Yeah.
So if anyone, the more people that vote for us, the better chance that more people are going to hear us. So we'll be ranked a little bit higher. So do that and tell other people about this podcast. You can find it and download it in iTunes, and we really appreciate spreading the word.
Yes, definitely. Now for our cool thing portion of the show. Jason and I discovered a very cool show, a new TV show. Just
make it discovered as if like we're bringing this to you as an exclusive.
As if you've never heard of it. But anyway, we've only watched one episode. We're anxious to watch the second one tonight. But the show is called Love Monkey, and it's got Tom Cavanaugh. He's mm-hmm. kind of the star of the old show Ed, if yep. you've ever seen that.
Loved Ed. Yes. Oh, I love that show.
It's an hour drama kind of slash comedy. Mm-hmm. And
it's on CBS Tuesdays at, what is it?
9 o'clock
Central Standard Time.
So 10 o'clock East? No. Yeah. Eastern. Something like yeah. that.
Ian, I Chuck have no idea when it's on in Australia. Yeah. Maybe in the summer. I don't know.
But anyway, why are we, you know, we're not getting paid by this show to talk about it, but the thing that really...
That would be nice, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it would. The thing that struck us about this show that we wanted to share with you is that I think it really advocates some of the secrets that we talk about in escaping adulthood and the concept of living passionately, dreaming big. This Tom Cavanaugh character, his name is Tom in the show, and he, in the first episode, like, quits his job with, like, corporate, you know.
He got fired.
Oh, he did get fired.
Yeah,
that's
he got
right.
fired. He was in the music business.
Right.
And he got fired because he wanted to not focus on the money and all of that kind of stuff. Well,
and get back to the music,
the
which
big,
is why you're
in big company wanted to focus on the money and all of the big name acts, where he cared more about the music and the important stuff. So he got fired for that.
That's right. Yeah.
And he got ended up, his dream was to start his own label, but he ended up getting hired with a smaller label.
Like, and it
who gets it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think it totally fits with the whole dreaming big and standing up for your ideals and
Maintaining perspective on life. You know?
I really like his character. It's very similar to the Ed character,
yes.
A little idealistic, but also that dream big passion that has. So
yeah, and it's you know, we only saw the first episode, but it looks like some fun group of friends, and you know,
Jason Priestley is
yes
90210 fame, so
I couldn't believe it.
A little bit older, a little heavier, and
he looks good.
Looks like it's gonna be a pretty good show.
Yeah,
so
check it out. Definitely.
What's up, Doc?
Okay, today's prescription as we close out the show, we've already said it: take the escape plan challenge. Do you have what it takes? I hope you do, because
why
you
wait?
Definitely need to do this. Make a commitment. Do it with a friend. We have one couple, actually my brother and his wife, they're doing it together. So the challenges that they're doing are one challenge, but they're doing them as a team.
Yeah, as a couple, so it's kind of neat.
Get another friend to do it with you, compete against them, just have some fun. It really doesn't take a long time, and we'd be anxious to hear what you guys think of it and what you guys do.
Definitely. And if you're not sure if you have adultitis, check out the quiz we have. You know, it's like, take the quiz and see where you're at.
Yep. TheEscapePlanBlog.com.
Well, that's it for today's show. Be sure to check out EscapeAdulthood.com for today's show notes, featuring links to some of the things we talked about here today. For Jason, this is Kim signing off from Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's never too late to have a second childhood.
It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school.